Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a great hour, hour number two, coming at you. If you missed any of the first hour, we will have it up this afternoon in the podcast. We got a brand new website, by the way, chosengenerationradio.com, brand new website, and I hope that you will check out the brand new website. Again, chosengenerationradio.com. Same location, but brand new site. And you can watch us right now if you would like. You can watch us on the... hang on just a second. Let me make sure we're still up and rocking. Yes, we are. You can watch us at chosengenerationradio.com. That is the TECN player. I encourage you to use either Slim Browser or Firefox to get the full screen. Both Google and Edge do not like the content of TECNTV.com, and so they change the bandwidth so that we come out looking like those guys, like what you'd look like when you walk into one of those circus tents with the funky mirrors. Okay, so if you'd like to see us in full screen mode, use Firefox or Slim Browser. Firefox or Slim Browser, and you'll get a nice, beautiful picture of us. And we will appreciate that. And by the way, while I'm talking about nice, beautiful pictures, David, if you would be so kind, I don't think I have one, but we need to get a copy of your constitutional sound bites so I can put it on my bookshelf back here while you're on, so people can see the cover of your book.
That's fantastic. No, we will make such arrangements to do that, and we'll see to it that not only you get a copy, but you get an autographed copy.
Oh, man.
You know.
Now I'm excited. Come on.
We'll make arrangements to do that.
I love it. I love it. No, that's very cool. That'd be great. All right. So much to talk about today. I want to start out again by giving the phone number for the Capitol switchboard. And I've shared this many times before. Very, very important. It's the phone number for the Capitol switchboard. And it's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And the purpose for you having that is so that you can contact them and tell your representative, vote no on Ketanji Jackson Brown. And David, we need to explain why that's so important and how disappointing it is that that Connors, possibly Romney, and Manchin are all looking at making a yes vote on her. Can you run down, in addition to the fact that she doesn't know what a woman is, but I mean, that's kind of like the least of our issues. Am I not correct in that, even though that seems like a big deal to me?
I would suggest that you are correct in that, in terms of that being the least of our issues, although that is kind of a touchstone in terms of defining her inability to actually define anything. If she's unable to define that, how could she in fact deal with complex questions of law when she can't even deal with something quite so simple as what is a woman? You know, that's really a challenge, and I would suggest that this is really problematic in so many ways. Of course, as most of your audience knows, I'm running for Attorney General of Illinois, and some of that has to do with the fact that there's these woke prosecutors who, in fact, are not are treating criminals as if they're victims rather than as criminals. And Ketanji Brown has that kind of history on the bench. She has a history of as being a public defender, and of course, we need public defenders. There's people are entitled to have a defense, and that's something they're entitled to under the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution. That's not to be held against her, but to see to it to look at her record and her record on sentencing as a judge, and her propensity to allow child pornographers, drug dealers, people committing gun crimes to have either the lightest possible available sentences, or in fact, as part of the U.S. Sentencing Commission, she pushed through a situation that allowed for the reduction of sentences that were previously imposed. One was one that she did herself, that she was commanded to by the sentencing guidelines as they existed, to sentence a drug dealer utilizing a weapon in a crime to 20 years. And in fact, when she had the opportunity, she resentenced him with a compassionate consideration to only 12. She knocked 8 years off the sentence. And, you know, some of the arguments on her regarding criminal sentencing issues, when they talked to her about recidivism issues, that is, you know, people reoffending when they've been let out. She says, well, what's the difference whether we let them out now or let them out later? If they're going to reoffend, they'll reoffend either way. Well, he doesn't reoffend for that other 8 years while he's locked up.
Wow.
You know, these are really, really dangerous considerations. And now we're putting the equivalent of a woke prosecutor on the Supreme Court. So on the criminal issues, this is very, very dangerous. And the other kind of danger is, of course, that Ms. Ketanji Brown is only 51 years old. And even though the court right now, her additional vote would not particularly make any particular difference in case outcomes at the moment, she can be there for 30 years, 30 plus years. So as we look down the road of situations where, of course, we have the poorest borders now, and we also have poorest jails because of prosecutors not prosecuting folks that should be there for protection. With Ms. Ketanji Brown, we run the risk of having poorest prisons. People, being let out early, sooner than they were originally sentenced because of, you know, compassionate ideas on behalf of the people that committed crimes, and these and the range of sentencing on her situation and her record on that does not, you know, is not just related to drug crimes and the argument that perhaps some kinds of drug crimes are disproportionately prosecuted against black folks and issues about higher sentencing with cocaine. No, it's across. It's been across the board, including child pornographers and child molesters and people in situations of that ilk. So she's her thoughts will be in fact dangerous on the Supreme Court in the long run on just the criminal justice issues.
Stack the court.
That's
yeah, she is in favor of stacking the court. She is against the Second Amendment. She has a very perverted view on the issue of sex education. As you mentioned, the illegals, she's been very lenient when it comes to illegal immigration. She has a very questionable record when it comes to national sovereignty and border security. Those are all issues. I was going to say anti-Christian, but it's interesting. She claims a form of Christianity. I've read something about that. I was almost going to say anti-Christian. She is definitely not pro-free speech. She is pro-censored speech. She is not pro-traditional biblical Christianity. She seems to favor, locking up people that might redress the government about things that that she is politically in opposition to. So these are the basic liberties of the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, 14th Amendment. I mean, these are just basic things, and her record, her track record is very dangerous, in my opinion.
Yes, well, in terms of the idea of the Constitution, they asked her about, you know, her judicial philosophy. And she would never even answer that question. The Supreme Court nominees are, of course, notorious for trying to avoid direct questions. And they often say that, you know, they don't want to commit on a particular issue, but they've always answered questions about, you know, their judicial philosophy.
Right.
That is, whether they're a strict constructionist or whether they believe in a living constitution or matters of that ilk. She would not even answer that kind of question that even all the other ones. And of course that goes along that builds on the question of what is a woman, you know, essentially that kind of question says, what is the Constitution? And for all practical purposes to her, it's non-existent. There is no Constitution and the judges get to make law, just whatever they think is appropriate. And so often she had a record when she was doing sentencing in criminal matters of actually apologizing to these folks for following the law and then used backdoor methods for avoiding the law in terms of having people resentenced after she sentenced them to regarding the sentencing guidelines and then... Then have them come back for, and then do things so that they could be released.
And we should be clear that we're talking, David, about violent individuals. We're not talking about, you know, minor cases or minor situations when we're making reference to this. There's a reason why the judges have discretion. And should when it comes to some of these issues, because there are some issues that are presented before them, and you've sat in that seat or filled in that seat before. There are some situations that come before you that you say, yeah, you know, a maximum sentence or what have you would be out of line for this person. This person shows remorse, and this particular situation justifies a pathway of restoration versus a situation where it's a violent act, a very hideous violent act, and punishment needs to be meted out that is that goes along with the level of the crime.
Well, there's a few things that the criminal justice system is supposed to achieve. Certainly one is rehabilitation, one is to be punished, one is retribution, but one is to protect society by removing dangerous individuals from society. Right. And we'll talk more about that after the break.
Yes, absolutely. David Shostokas, our guest, Constitutional Soundbites. You can find David at Shostokas.com, and he is on the front page of CG Contributors. Just click on his picture. You will go over to his website, Shostokas.com. We've got the website back up, and I hope you're watching us live on the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We're live there right now, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to CGRWellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's CGRWellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at PG@PastorGregYoung.com. That's PG@PastorGregYoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and He's working it out. And He wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, His Son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in Him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, We are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And thank you so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. I want to welcome all of our audience and those of you that are watching on TECNTV.com, those listening in Ohio on the Truth Broadcasting Network. Love to be here on the Truth Broadcasting Network. Also, those of you that are listening to us on No Bull Radio, KYAH 540 AM all across Utah. And those that are listening on the AMFM247.com network, which is about 20 stations now across the country, spread out across the country. And we'll be watching us this evening by on demand on Roku on AMFM247.com's Vision Network, V-I-S-I-O-N, Vision Network on Roku. You can get the show on demand, but we're live right now on TECNTV.com. And this past week, we were the number one program once again on TECNTV.com. So thank you very much for making Chosen Generation Radio the number one program in your choice. And I hope that as we have placed TECNTV.com's player at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you'll spend more time there at the site watching the great content that is played. Kenneth McClinton and our entire team works very hard to bring you great content, and I hope you'll stick around and enjoy it. Speaking of great content, David Shostokas has a new website up, dave4ag.com. Dave4ag.com. He is running for Attorney General for the great state of Illinois. And I hope that you will check that out and possibly consider offering him some support as well. He is a constitutional originist. And how does that relate to, you know, the question of this nomination that we're talking about, and why, by the way, up on the screen, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. You have two senators you need to reach out to. Every single person listening has two senators in your state. You need to call them and tell them we want a no vote on the current nominee for the Supreme Court justice position. A no vote. It's imperative. David, talk about being a constitutional originist and why that makes a difference, why that's so significant.
Well, the point of a constitution in the first place is that everybody understands what it is that they're living under, the system that they're living under. It goes back to the promise of the Declaration of Independence, that is, achieving the consent of the governed, which is the basic principle, the very first principle. And you have, in terms of being, having, providing your consent, you have to have, you know, a guiding solid factor that's involved in the operation of the government. In which case, when you talk about the Constitution and you talk about its original meaning, you mean the Constitution, what it meant as it was written at the time it was written. And you do not change the Constitution by virtue of a changing opinion or thinking that it should be changing in modern days. The Constitution is law, and it's sort of no different than, you know, a stop sign doesn't mean, you know, when you go pull up to it and you kind of glance both ways and you sort of slow down but roll through it. No, it means stop. You know, and so when the Constitution says that the president shall faithfully execute the laws, that's what it means. When it means no establishment of religion, that's what it means. When it says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, that's what it means. And anything else means that a judge that goes outside those boundaries has set themselves up as defining what the law is and making the law malleable to their opinion, in which case nobody can organize their life are organized, how they go forward based on the Constitution and the laws promulgated there under. If some judge can just make it up as they go along, and that's a disservice to all of us. And when somebody talks about the living Constitution, which, by the way, that phrase never passed Ketanji Brown's testimony. She didn't talk about being originalist. She didn't even talk about being a living Constitution. But it's clear how her diversion from sentencing laws passed by Congress, how she did not follow the law as a judge, indicates that she will not follow the Constitution as written, which will upset the apple cart of all our lives, meaning that we will have nothing that's dependable, nothing that's a guiding principle. You know, like the Ten Commandments, they don't mean that you should consider not killing. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, that it'd be okay to bear false witness once in a while. You know, that's not what they call them, commandments, for a reason. And that's what the Constitution is. It should have that kind of respect. And then everything else is wrong. And so people that want to have it be malleable, and Ms. Ketanji Brown seems to have everything malleable. And so this is the problem with her approach to the law. She won't even say what her judicial philosophy is, let alone what a woman is. You know, this is she's hiding everything.
Well, it's you really need to know when you're going to vote for a Supreme Court justice. You need to know, and you know, it shouldn't be something that is just spoken about, you know, hush hush in private quarters. You know, those kinds of things. I respect, you know, when Kavanaugh, when others said, I can't say something that's going to directly speak to a case. And that's what the Democrats would do. They'd say, well, you know, here's this situation. How would you decide? You can't talk about that. I get that. But that's not what we're talking about here. And it is important. And when you look at her record, that's the thing that's scary.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very excited, as we do each and every Wednesday in our final segment, my good friend Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government president, co-hosts with me. By the way, you can find an article of mine at the Daily Torch, and encourage you to check the article out. I've had a lot of good positive response from it, and it is entitled "The Root of American Conservatism." The root of American conservatism. But get over to Daily Torch. There's lots of good content up there, and you should definitely check it out. Joining us as our guest on the program, he was with us yesterday, but look, this story is building, and there's a number of things that he didn't get to share yesterday that we are hoping to get to today. I want to welcome the former CIA station chief who was stationed in one of Russia's satellite countries, if you will, but after the fall, when they were no longer a satellite, but there was still a lot of Cold War tension in the air. I want to welcome Scott Uhlinger to the program. Scott, welcome. Good to have you back.
Thanks. Great to be back. But by the way, I read your article. It was very good. I posted it on my Twitter. It was a very good article. So I recommend, listeners, check it out.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. Two people whose opinions I very much respect, you and Rick, and I'm appreciative of y'all saying that. So, Scott, yesterday as we were getting off air, there were a couple of other things that, you know, we were kind of dispelling a lot of the disinformation and talking about that, but there were some other things that you wanted to kind of bring into the conversation. Talk to me again some more about, you know, what you're seeing out of Putin and what you're seeing from the Ukrainian people.
Right. The like I said, no one, you know, just because you're anti Russian invasion doesn't mean that you're blindly loyal to, let's say, Ukraine, for instance, because apparently now there's a video out of some Ukrainian troops committing atrocities against Russians, like shooting them in the kneecaps, prisoners, things like that, you know, on a small scale. But what I'm saying is, you know, that's something that has to be investigated, whether you support Ukraine or not, because that's a war, you know, that's a war crime. It should be investigated the same way that such things were investigated by the U.S. military when there was an accusation that U.S. military personnel had, basically committed war crimes. So, you know, that's right. That's that. Well, I happen to be looking. Oh, go ahead, please.
Well, no, I was just going to say, remember, I guess I need to get this out more on a more public way, and I'll see if we can't get that accomplished. But I had sent out yesterday, and I believe I sent you a copy of it, the temporary acting minister of defense of the RF Army, General D. Bulgakov, and he says in here, first of all, he says, due to increase of the cases of Russian troops becoming POW in the events of special military operation in Ukraine and publications in different media of the cases of benevolent treatment of POWs in the territory of Ukraine, which in its turn increases the feeling of RF's troops that they can avoid their responsibility of military duty in the territory of Ukraine, the following order is given. Develop and spread the series of video materials demonstrating an inhumane behavior of the Ukrainian military as well as nationalist formations in the territory of Ukraine towards volunteer POWs. I mean, this is the exact right. disinformation that they said they were going to put out. And that's you right. just and said so, right, that they're putting it out.
Right, or it has to be investigated. I mean, it may be legit, but it may not be, and it's going to be very hard to figure out what is legit, because it was a video that some people looked at. They it's definitely somebody speaking Ukrainian accented Russian, but even that doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
Very hard to get to the truth of the matter, but it should be investigated nonetheless. It's understood, and it's definitely understood that it's in Russia's interest that that the Ukrainians are known as not friendly captives, but potentially hostile ones, because that's less of a motivation for them to desert. I'm actually reading a book now on the First World War in Eastern Europe, and I literally just read the exact same thing this morning. Basically, that the Russians put out the rumors that prisoners were not treated well because they didn't want anyone potentially surrendering or defecting.
And the problem is, and the problem is, according to what Pastor Vitaly has said and the sources from there on the ground in the Ukraine, the Russian soldiers are coming into these villages, and what they're actually looking for is they're scavenging for food, because what he has been hearing from the soldiers and some of the contact that they've had, I don't know that he directly, but like literally only one person removed, and the Russian soldier is saying, look, we don't want to be here. We were sent here with rotten rations. We're starving to death. That's the reason the convoy stopped outside of Kiev, because they ran out of gas and they ran out of food.
That's right. I was reading some postings, and again, they could be true or they could not be true. But what I'm saying is they do fit a little bit of a historical pattern. They had apparently a conversation going on between a Russian soldier and maybe another soldier with someone back in Russia, where the unit was saying that they had actually just eaten a dog, because the rations were not, or just, like cold and expired. And so mm-hmm. they actually stated that they ate some kind of a dog, because there were no sheep or anything else available. They wanted fresh meat. So,
yeah.
And I have no doubt that that's happening on at least an isolated level. They also have conversations intercepted between Russian troops and their wives or sweethearts about how, oh yeah, don't forget to, he's like, I stole some perfume. And then he's being told, oh, well, don't forget to get a, steal a computer for our little daughter to bring it back. So like some of these people are treating, a war zone as some kind of a vacation trip. And I have no doubt that that is, I don't know how widespread that is, but it's definitely occurring in the Russian army, as it always has, looting, mm-hmm. and also reported cases of rape as well. That's right.
They killed the priest. I keep telling this story because mainstream media won't pick it up. The priest, 10 miles from Pastor Vitaly's village, the Russians came through the checkpoint, murdered all the guards at the checkpoint, and killed the priest. The churches are located at the entrance to these little villages in the Ukraine. It's the first building you get to. And they went in and they killed the priest.
Right. Right. So there's also been, I was watching some Russian media, and it's particularly interesting. Of course, it's all, thoroughly propagandized, but mm-hmm. kind of like with the Chinese state media, it's important to understand like what message they're sending out. And so there was a talk show, and there was this one guy, and his name is Solovyov, and he is like basically one of Putin's top propagandists. And so what he is going to say is sort of the party line. So you want to listen to what a guy like that says. And apparently what he was saying was, he said, so I'm reading this, his point is that any treaty Russia signs with Ukraine will mark its defeat, meaning the defeat of Russia. That's gonna be the beginning of the end. And this is an exact quote, like translated. When Russia sent out an ultimatum to the West, it sent out an ultimatum also to itself. Russia has no right to lose. Wow. And if it does lose, it means that Russia has no, and this is again, this is exactly right out of the guy's mouth. It means that Russia has no power to even deal with Ukraine. Like, in other words, we're such a joke, we can't even defeat Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So the last quote was, either win this operation or start the final countdown, meaning the final countdown, the end of the Russian state. So this is one of Putin's top propaganda guys saying this stuff. So I think that would reflect the leadership. And they're saying, if we don't win this, it's over. So you know, that's an interesting message to send.
Scott, you bring up a fantastic point, because President Biden has basically said Putin has to step down as a condition, almost as a condition of any peace. He's also said Russia's committing war crimes, which puts him before the Hague. And those things, they might be committing war crimes. It's almost impossible in war zone not to, I guess. But doesn't putting those kind of almost very personal lines in the sand for Putin, for his cronies in the Kremlin, isn't it almost reinforcing that point of view? As there is no peaceful alternative here. It's win or die. And
that's right.
With a country that has more nuclear weapons than we do, isn't that really dangerous?
It is. And that's why Biden's statements have been disastrous, because you don't do that with Russians. You don't personalize it. You know, Trump had it right when he was giving a smile to them and saying nice things to Putin. And at the same time, he's sending missiles to the Ukrainian army, which is what Putin did, by the way, not Obama. Obama preferred to talk trash and not help the Ukrainians. Trump was nicer to Putin and was giving them lethal weapons.
Was giving the Ukrainians lethal weapons. In other words, he was building up the Ukrainian military to defend itself, which only makes sense. What drives me nuts right now is people who are taking a position that would make one think that, oh, you know what, Putin's somehow a good guy in any of this, and Putin has a right to defend his territory, and so on and so on and so on. Folks, Putin, Xi, Rossi, these are mortal enemies of the United States of America and the free world. We really better understand that, and we better understand that they have declared war on us. Back after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624.
830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
I encourage women not just to seize the day, but to see the day. Is that when we do that, when we deliberately look at our lives through a lens of love and delight and joy, we will be surprised at how satisfied we might actually feel.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Lisa Jo Baker.
So here's a practical example. My sons are teenagers now, and I barely survived the toddler years with them, and I wish someone had told me how great the teen years are. But I can call them on my way home now and say, hey, can you start dinner? Like, get the beef going or put burgers on the grill. And these seem like semi-miraculous moments when you slow down enough to pay attention. When you walk in the kitchen and there's a teenager with his beats on, jamming to tunes while flipping burgers for you, there's something about that that completely surpasses whatever the silver screen is selling, because it's real and it's happening in my kitchen.
Hear more from Lisa Jo at FamilyMinute.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And guys, you guys were talking in the green room about, you know, the messaging that Joe Biden is sending, and the reaction that that Putin's going to get, or is going to give relative to that. I don't remember which one, but you mentioned about the 82nd Airborne and Biden making a comment that, you know, they're going to be seeing the Russians up close and personal very soon. Zelensky hasn't asked for that. He didn't ask for us to send special ops or troops over there to fight this fight for them. Right. You know, and I get it, but then you have people that'll say, well, see, here's the justification for Putin's response. I get it, except that bottom line here, Putin invaded the Ukraine 8 years ago and has been in their territory the entire time, making threats and trying to cause them issues.
Right, exactly.
Pastor Greg, that's true. I just take that from a standpoint of recognizing, trying to take a look at things and how Putin would receive them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an excuse for anything Putin does, but if you sit there and you create an environment where he's hearing from the U.S. president that there's a plan to invade, that if you use chemical weapons, we'll use them back at you. And oh, by the way, Putin, and we think you have to be deposed before there can be peace. That sends quite a message to a person who is might be tenuously holding on to power. Right. And it's a dangerous message, because you need somebody to feel that they can get out of this alive.
You know, that's right.
For them to get out of it.
That's right. Sun Tzu, the Chinese philosopher, said that you must build your enemy a golden bridge with which to escape, to get away from the combat. Like, in other words, give them an excuse to stop combat. And we're definitely not doing that. We're doing the opposite. And that's unfortunately because we have a president with dementia who doesn't follow the script. I mean, it's a sad fact, but, and certainly the Russians know that as well, but that makes them probably even more nervous, because they realize that he has dementia, and they're like, this old man may launch a nuclear attack on us. I don't know. And of course, none of this is justifying what Russia did, but the job of an intelligence service is to read the Russians and to try to predict their next move based on our moves. Now, the latest thing I saw was that the Kremlin has leaked information, so this may or may not be true, that right now, the Minister of Defense, Shoigu, and Putin are in two separate bunkers, nuclear bunkers in Siberia, that they've relocated because of perhaps some of these recent statements by Putin, by Biden. And so, you know, they're just hunkering down. Doesn't mean they're preparing to launch an attack, but maybe it means they suspect some kind of attack. You know, and this is an example of maybe how misunderstandings can sometimes go out of control.
Well, but our intelligence community is in complete and total disarray. Brand new article that's out at the Epoch Times. The CIA officer who signed a letter along with 50 others claiming that the, what was it? The
Biden laptop.
The Biden laptop was, you know, Russian disinformation.
Right.
You know, I mean, our own intelligence community right now, unfortunately, we've talked about this, Scott, is working against our country and its interests and its best interests. And Biden, by cutting off our energy source, you've got Putin now who's threatening that he's going to demand rubles for payment. We've got oil tankers sitting off the Gulf right now, Russian right. oil tankers that we've agreed to pay for the oil that's on those tankers. So, I mean, you know, we're abandoning our own petrodollar to pay rubles to Putin to fund
because
his
we
war.
Won't drill our right because we won't drill our own oil, right? And that shows you further the madness that is the Biden policy. So so here we have a president who is trash talking Vladimir Putin, but yet at the same time, because he refuses to pump U.S. oil, he has to go to the Russians hat in hand and help use them as an intermediary with the Iranians to conclude a nuclear deal, because it's all about getting oil that we refuse to pump ourselves. I mean, you couldn't make a comedy that depicted all of this stuff. And people would say it's unrealistic, but this is exactly what's happening.
It's Shakespearean.
It is. It's right? Shakespearean. I hadn't heard that before, but it's very appropriate.
Unfortunately, it's a tragedy.
Well, that was Shakespeare. Shakespeare's comedies were all tragedies.
Yeah, it's a Steve. What's the pathway? You know, obviously we don't have much time, but what's the pathway? Is there 1 minute? What would you do if you were the U.S. government right now? As a pathway in this situation?
Wow, I mean that's a tough question. I don't know. I mean, I think despite Biden's missteps, I think what we've done is fairly good, notwithstanding some stupid statements made. I think the more or less the appropriate level of resolve is there. We can't do a no-fly zone. We can't do things like that. And maybe now, because of events on the ground, maybe peace, some kind of negotiation is expected. On the other hand, what the United States must be careful not to do, as well as Europe, is as the peace talks, I don't care if they drag on for 6 months, a month, or a week, we cannot decrease the export of weapons to the Ukrainians. What I'm saying, because that's what the Russians want us to do. If the Russians, if they talk about how great the peace prospects of peace are, they're hoping that will cut the resolve of the West and we will slow down our shipment of weapons and basically decrease the ability of the Ukrainian army to fight. So as long as we keep on doing that throughout the peace, then Russia will see that it's not going to be necessarily like we're not going to be able to prey on a weaker, like, dictate terms because we're dominating on the battlefield. Thus far, they haven't been dominated on the battlefield. They haven't dominated, and we have to continue to ensure that the Russian army does not dominate on the battlefield.
My follow-up to that would be...
That's what I got.
Yeah, no, my follow-up to that would be also, we've got to change our energy policy. That has to happen immediately. We've got to change our energy policy, because the problem that we're going to run into here is that Europe's going to have to fold. Europe doesn't have any options right now because we're on the playing field. Who do they turn to for energy? Putin's got them over a barrel, and he knows it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about that. Like, I was looking too tightly at the military stuff.
But no, you're right.
It's more important.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the more important piece. The oil is the most important.
Ultimately, Pastor Greg, immediately what we have to do is we have to change our Iranian policy. We change our Iranian policy, Saudi Arabia pumps oil, and they restart the pumps, and that's how Europe gets fed. Mm-hmm. In terms of oil, and UAE and others will be providing natural gas and expanding their natural gas provision. And so immediately, you know, pumping takes 3 months to get really going in terms of U.S. increasing capacity. Immediately, ending the Iranian policy that Biden has and turning back to Saudi Arabia and saying we're not going to fund terrorists, that opens up the spigot. That takes the throat.
And I laugh, Rick. My audience is going to see me laughing here. I laugh because it's actually the Russian-Iranian policy, because the dimwit that's sitting in the White House has Russia, of all people, negotiating our position on the Iranian matter. I mean, like you said, you couldn't write this. If you wrote this as a script, they wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't take it. They'd say it's too far-fetched, it's too crazy, it's too unbelievable, nobody's going to buy this, we're not going to accept the script. That's how radical this is. Folks, here's what we need to do. As believers, you need to be praying, diligently praying against the evil and the satanic darkness. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure.
And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.